Morning Edition continues. I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside the program director of the Michigan Theater. Her name is Amanda Bynum, and she's sitting in for Russ Collins today for this week's installment of Cinema Chat on WEMU. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we have news. We have Hollywood news.
We do. It seems like there's some stuff going on right now.
Always.
Oh, yeah. Out there.
And when there's not, they'll create it.
That's so true. So what's going on right now that's getting kind of a lot of press is Christopher Nolan, the director of so many wonderful films, Inception, The Prestige, which is one of my favorite films. Yeah, Batman Begins, Dark Knight. He has recently published an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal where he's decrying the bleak future of cinema and where he sees it going if there aren't some changes in theaters and distributors. And
this sounds like a mantra I've heard from Mr. Collins on occasion.
A couple
except
times,
except he's a lot more positive about the future of cinema.
Yes. You know, it's funny you say that because I totally agree. I read this from Christopher Nolan and, you know, yeah, he's a big name. Russ Collins is a big name in our little town. But, you know, Christopher Nolan, I mean, he's Christopher Nolan. And yes, some of the things that he's saying are very, very familiar. You know, he's talking about the digital content and how we're moving away from 35mm film. And one of the quotes from the piece is, "The theatrical window is to the movie business what live concerts are to the music business, and no one goes to a concert to be played an MP3 on a bare stage."
Britney Spears would disagree.
Yes, she might.
And she's making money hand over fist.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with digital, but I get what he's saying, that there's this notion of content instead of creativity, and that anything can be seen anywhere on any device at any time, and you're missing out on the communal experience. And
attendance at theaters is up. Money is up.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, but people are making, I think people are making more difficult decisions that they're saying, you know, and I mean, I hear it in my own house. I'll wait until it's on Netflix.
Right.
I'll wait until it's, you know, free. But you're missing something. Most of this product, and I think that's another thing that Christopher Nolan's trying to make clear, is that content and product aren't really where we need to be going. We need to be having these artistic experiences, and, you know, it shouldn't just be called product, you know, where you can, because product sort of lends itself to product placement, and he talks about that too, you know, products that can fill a variety of outlets like toothpaste or toilet paper is something else that he says.
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation. Yep. And I certainly appreciate his take, but it also seems that with all of these additional mediums in which we can mm-hmm. produce film,
mm-hmm.
we are getting more art and we are having more opportunities to see things we might not have had the opportunity to see years ago.
Yes.
So there's an upside and there's a downside. And how it's all going to play out, I think we're all speculating at this point.
Oh, sure. And it's a brave new world. You know, there's so much to see. And I suppose that we are more distracted. Exactly. There are so many options. And how do you make the tough choices on what you are going to do? How you're going to spend your entertainment dollars is another interesting notion. I think there was another little segue here, that one of the things that he says in his article is that It seems like that movie theaters, that if we're going down this road, movie theaters should just acknowledge their place as another of these platforms, albeit with bigger screens and cup holders.
And which is kind of the direction some of the major movie theater holders are going
to,
right?
So also this week, AMC announced that it is planning on spending $600 million to remodel its theaters with larger, fully reclining seats.
So now we get snoring on top of cell phone sounds in the theaters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how could you not just curl up and take a little nap? The new seats, the current seats are 44 inches wide. The new seats will
be... To accommodate the new American?
The new seats will be 60 inches wide.
60?
60.
That's a big seat. That's a cuddle seat.
Yeah. Yep. That's room for two.
Well, we're going to see how it all plays out, and we'll certainly revisit this subject as we move forward. You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside Michigan Theater Program Director Amanda Bynum. And what is the big opening this week, at least on the Hollywood front?
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
Is definitely
moving right along.
That, yep, that is the... That's the one to beat.
Are they expecting it to be a blockbuster or no?
Oh, yeah. And it's actually getting really great reviews.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. I was surprised to see that.
There.
You know, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, a lot of people seem to be surprised at the quality of the film, that it wasn't just a rock'em sock'em shoot 'em up with CGI. But this sounds like, I mean, the reviews that I've read say that this is pretty good. So, you know, it's very interesting. Yeah.
You know, to me, Charlton Heston will always be Planet of the Apes,
right.
And that was just an awful movie.
Well, this, I think the new generation is going to, I think Andy Serkis, who is really making a name for himself as the motion capture actor guy, you know, he was Gollum in all of the Lord of the Rings films,
right.
And he plays Caesar in all of these new Planet of the Apes reboots. There's this sort of backlash, why hasn't he been nominated for an Oscar? He's an incredible actor. But you don't see him. You don't see his face.
Right.
It's all this motion capture, all the little dots that he wears on all the little
spandex
suit.
Which in many respects might be harder to pull off.
Absolutely.
Than, you know, having your
so
own
I
face up there.
Yeah. So I just read a great article in Entertainment Weekly about Andy Serkis, and So Dawn of Planet of the Apes is the
apparently better than I would have imagined.
That's right. You might have to go check it out, David.
Well, opening downtown, perhaps some things that are more in line with my tastes.
We are opening Hellion at the Michigan Theater on Friday. This is a film that I saw at Sundance back in January, and it is a spectacular film. It stars Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad and a brand new teen actor named Josh Wiggins, and he is just spectacular. And this is the story of a single father with two boys in deep Texas, and a family falling apart, and it is a wonderful, wonderful film. It's tough. It's not you know, super uplifting at all, but it's
certainly
really, really outstanding.
And engaging.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now that sounds more like my style, as does Third Person. I think this might be the one I'm most looking forward to.
Yeah, okay. So Third Person is directed by Paul Haggis, who directed Crash, and it's a multi-strand story taking place in New York, Paris, and Rome.
He does like the multi-strand,
doesn't
he? He
really does,
and he does it so well.
Yeah, so this looks like a little bit lighter than Crash, just a little. You know, Crash was a pretty heavy,
serious,
film.
Dark movie,
right?
Yeah.
So this one's got, but I mean, you know, it's Paris, it's Rome, it's three couples, but yeah, there's definitely some thrilling elements to it. So that's opening on Friday.
A good cast: Liam Neeson, Adrian Brody,
yep.
James Franco, Kim Basinger. I
yep.
haven't seen her
yeah,
in
cast,
anything in a long
cast
time.
Cast of thousands.
Great.
So yeah, that opens on Friday at the State Theater.
What else is coming up? Gore Vidal.
We've got a couple of short runs, movies that are just playing for a couple of days over the next week. We're playing Gore Vidal, The United States of Amnesia, which is a documentary film about the critic and writer Gore Vidal. It's got some first-person interviews with him, as well as people that knew him, and it looks pretty great. I mean, if that's something you're into, is sort of this... I don't want to say a biopic because it's a documentary, but, you know, really learning about someone, this is definitely a good option.
I think even if you don't know the name or the work of Gore Vidal, you've been influenced by him in the culture.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Yeah. So it's definitely worth checking out, even if it's from that perspective, to find out how he's made that impact.
Right.
Exactly right. Tell me about The German Doctor.
So The German Doctor is a foreign film. An Argentinian family meets a German doctor, and they invite him into their home, and they start entrusting the care of their youngest daughter to him, and they don't know that he is one of the most dangerous criminals in the world, Josef Mengele.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Is this a fictional tale,
I assume? My understanding is that it is... super, super loosely based on a true story that he did escape to Argentina. So I think it's the kind of the...
I just got chills. You know, I hear that name and, you know, of course, it's just about as awful as it gets.
Yeah. So this looks, I mean, again, probably not light fare, but it looks just spectacular.
And as always, the Michigan Theater loves its special screenings.
So summer classics this weekend, we are showing A Day at the Races, the Marx Brothers comedy classic.
Right.
Yep, that's showing on Sunday the 13th at 1:30 and Tuesday the 15th at 7 p.m.
And, of course, Shakespeare is always a favorite in this community.
Yep, we are doing the Royal Shakespeare Company live in HD, the production of Henry IV Part 2. We showed Henry IV Part 1 back in June, and this is the culmination culmination of this tragic story. And that's playing on Sunday the 13th at 7 p.m.
Now, when you say playing live HD, so you come, you're basically watching a play, but you're watching it from a remote location, which
yes.
would be, in this case, the Michigan
yes,
Theater.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. So this isn't, you're not coming to a movie. You're not coming to a play. You're coming to a play that's been captured on film and is being rebroadcast.
Gotcha. Well, sounds fascinating. A lot of options as we move through the weekend and on into next week. So, Amanda Bynum, thank you very much for your time and the
Thanks
information.
Thanks for having me.
Always appreciate it. And we're back together again
yep,
next
see
week,
you
aren't
next
we?
Week.
Exactly right. Amanda Bynum will fill in for Russ Collins next week for Cinema Chat. You've been listening to Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the news department on 89.1 WEMU.